We'd love to say it's good to be here this morning. Appreciate the opportunity to be out in the Lord's house. We appreciate Brother Randy and the opportunity. We just got a desire to be in the Lord's house this morning. We really do, and I appreciate him, what he's done for us. And y'all just pray for just a few minutes. We're going to try to get ourselves out of the way and get over in the hands of the Lord. That's what we truly desire this morning. I appreciate everything that's been said and everything that's been sung this morning. I'm glad, you know, that I'm on a rock, Randy, that, you know, and I just ain't on any rock. I'm on the rock. You know, we've worked before and worked and digging footings and things, Randy, and we've come across rocks that it's took us days before to move in things. And there's been times where we've actually had to reroute. And we've had to move some things just to get over them rocks. But I'm glad that I'm on the rock. And you're not going to move it. People are trying every day, trying everything in their life to move that rock. But I'm going to tell you, Bruce, this here. Thank God you ain't going to move it. Now, you might try to move your life around it. And y'all pray for me. That ain't what I'm going to preach on. I just appreciate it. But you may try to move your life around that rock. But it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you. That's all I know to tell you this morning. It's a whole lot easier just to get on the rock, stay on the rock this morning. I appreciate it. I do. I had Brother Randy on the heart for a while, and I just appreciate the Lord and Mountain View Church, and I appreciate the opportunity of letting us come this way this morning. I really do. And I'm like a lot of y'all. We need things sometimes, and I appreciate it, Randy. I don't know about y'all, but I just need the church. I appreciate it this morning. And I'll tell you, there's times in your life where let's pray. You may not know where we're at, but I'll tell you this morning, but there's times in your life where you just don't feel like you fit in anywhere. But I'll tell you something this morning. Y'all pray. I thank God no matter what. I'm still a born again child of God this morning. Thank God, and I'll tell you what. I've got a father that I can fit in with, and I appreciate it. Sometimes you don't know, and I've heard Randy say, and I know, but I'll tell you something. Sometimes in this flesh, you just don't know what to do. Yeah. You just don't know which way to go. You don't, but I'm going to tell you something. I thank God that I've got a God that has never forsaken me, like they sung a while ago. I thank God, and I'm going to try to preach to you in just a minute. I hope the Lord just let me get myself out way and be able just to turn loose and preach to you. Because I tell you, I've got a hold to something. I thank God that the Lord might give it to you. Because I got a desire to see somebody get some help this morning. I got a desire to see somebody to find the rock that I'm telling you about. I got a desire to see somebody get on it with me this morning. Thank God. You say, well, preacher, we don't need each other. Well, I'll tell you something this morning. I need every single one of you. Thank God. And I'll tell you something. Whether you believe it or not, or whether you're sitting here this morning, brother, you just don't think you need anybody. I'm here to tell you. There's going to be a time in your life where you're going to realize that you need the church this morning. And I appreciate it. You'll say, well, preacher, I don't need this building. I'll tell you this right here. You need the one that's inside this building. Thank God this morning you'll need some help. And brother, ain't you glad that you got somebody that you can cry out to this morning? Y'all do. You pray for just a minute that we might be able to get ourselves out of the way. I'm going to read you some little scripture.
Now the book, and I know it's pronounced a lot of different ways, but Habakkuk this morning is what I'd like to read to you. And I ain't going to read a whole lot, but just going to read what I feel the Lord has laid upon our heart. And y'all pray for just a minute. Going to read out of the second chapter of Habakkuk and just give you what the Lord give me this morning. And I hope and pray that we might be able to get ourselves out of the way and just get over in the hands of the Lord. And I tell you, I've been listening to your service last Sunday, been listening to it all week, and I appreciate it. And I've thought a lot, Brother Randy, about being connected. I have, and I've thought a lot about that this week, and I appreciate it. I wish I could stay more connected than I do, but you know whose fault it is? It's my fault. But I'll tell you something, and I hope that there were some things that were said. I'll just tell you that, and I'll leave them. It's just between me and the Lord this morning that I needed to hear to be able to help us go down through this life. And I ain't going to try to preach Randy's message again because that ain't what I got on my heart. But I want you to know that what you're doing, and I've told you this every time, and I mean it. Thank God that it's a help unto people. Brother, they ain't always that you can get inside the church building, but ain't you glad the church is always inside you, Randy? Thank God for it this morning. And y'all pray. I might not even be able to read to you. I'm trying to calm down. I promise you. I'm trying to get to the place where I can read you some scripture. Thank God. Just me. I don't know if I can or not. I might just turn loose this morning. Thank God. I walked in the back door and I was just praying. Brother, I've been in them meetings before. Thank God when Sunday school never stopped. Ain't we, Randy? I've seen him downstairs, thank God. I preach all the way through the basement. I preach up the stairs and keep on going, thank God. I was praying this morning. Randy, just keep on going. Thank God, but I'll tell you, brother, y'all just pray for us just a minute that we can get to that place. I'm telling you, I had a desire just to sit and listen for just a few minutes this morning because I needed to be fed. Thank God. And I'll tell you, I'm just going to preach what the Lord give us. And I'm going to try to read to you right here out of the second chapter of Habakkuk. And y'all pray and listen just a minute. I might be able or I might not. I'm going to start in the first verse. And the Bible says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. I will watch to see what he will say unto me. And I will what I shall answer when I'm reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write this vision and make it plain upon the tables that he may run that readeth it. And for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Yea, also, because he transgresseth by wine, he is a proud man, neither keepeth at home, who enlargeth his desire as hell, and is as death, and cannot be satisfied, but gathereth up him all nations, and heapeth unto him all people. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and a taunting proverb against him, and say, woe to him that increaseth that which is not his, and how long unto him that ladeth himself with thick clay? Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and awake that shall vex thee? And thou shalt be for booties unto them, because thou hast spoiled many nations, and all the remnants of the people shall spoil thee because of men's blood and for the violence of the land of this city and all that dwell therein. Woe to him that coveteth an evil covetousness to his house, that he may set his nest on high, that he may be delivered from the power of evil. Thou hast consulted shame to thy house by cutting off many people, and hast sinned against thy soul. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood, and establisheth a city by iniquity. And y'all pray for just a few minutes that we might be able to get ourselves out of the way. And that's reading a portion of the second chapter of the book of Habakkuk. And I know that's a part of this whole books here of the minor prophets, we call them. And I appreciate this. And I'll be honest, the Lord laid this on our heart some a week or so ago. And I've been trying to read and study a little bit on it, and to be able to get myself to the place where we need to be. Brother Randy, and I never claimed to know all this that was going on here at these times, but I know that the little reading that I've done upon it, that this prophet here has seen a lot of evil going on in his time, and he was crying out to the Lord and asking him what he was going to do about it. And y'all pray for just a minute. And the prophet there was worried about they were supposed to be rebuilding the city and doing this and doing that, working for the Lord, brother, but they hadn't been doing what they were supposed to do. And y'all pray that we'd get out of the way this morning. But he began to cry out unto the Lord. Thank God. And there's some of these prophets in here that saw stuff like this that was going on round about them, and they got puffed up and got upset about things. But this prophet right here didn't get upset, Randy. He saw everything that was going on round about him. And brother, you know what he began to do? He began to pray and to cry out to the Lord this morning and ask him when judgment was coming, when he was going to do this and when he was going to do that. And the Lord began to tell him this morning. The Lord began to show him some things. The Bible said that he went up on his watchtower and the Lord wanted to show him some things. He said, brother, you need to write these things down because it's about to come to pass. And you can get into all the woes that happened inside this thing, brother, but I'll tell you this right here. The Lord began to show him what was about to happen. Thank God. And what was about to come upon these people, how judgment was about to happen. And brother, I'll tell you, the Lord woke me up the other night, and brother, this scripture came to me. And y'all pray for just a minute. Thank God. It might not mean exactly what you think it means, but I'm going to give you what the Lord gave me of it. Thank God he told them, and I thought I need to tell you a little bit about what's going on with this prophet, about what I read to you. And the Lord began to tell him about how judgment was going to come upon him. Thank God. I like this scripture right here, brother, in the 10th and the 11th verse. And you listen, thank God this morning. Brother, it says, if I can get my eyes cleared up, thank God, it said, they have consoled in shame to thy house by cutting off many people and sinned against thy soul. And you listen right here. And it said, for the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam out of the timber shall answer it. You say, preacher, how in the world are you going to preach on something like that? I thank God this morning. By the help of God is how I'm going to preach on it. And brother, I'd love to be able just to turn loose and give you exactly what the Lord gave me. Brother, I'd like to preach to you for just a few minutes, if the Lord being our helper, about crying out this morning. I thank God. Brother, there's some people all around this land. I thank God, and I'll tell you. Brother, I'd like to tell you this morning that if we'd go by every person in here, thank God, everybody in here has got something on your heart or got something in your life this morning, I guarantee you that every single one of us should be crying out to God about it. And you believe God this morning, and you say, preacher, you're going to get personal. I'll tell you this right here. God knows what to sin this morning, and all I do is just trust him and give you what the Lord give me. I know you pray right from the bottom of your heart. I thank God this morning. I don't know where you're at, but I'll tell you this right here. The Lord does, and I'll tell you somebody else that does, and that's you. I thank God this morning. Brother, you can run from your pastor. You can run from me. But there's two people you cannot run from. I thank God, Randy, you can't run from yourself, and you sure enough can't run from the Lord this morning. Y'all pray, just help us that we might be able to get out of the way. I thank God this old prophet, he done got tore up, hadn't he? Because he seen everything that was going on with everybody. He knew the people were supposed to be acting this way and supposed to be doing this. But he saw them all doing evil. I thank God he was concerned about them. Thank God they had a prophet that was concerned about them. I thank God this morning you better thank God that you got a pastor and a pastor's wife that's concerned about you this morning. I thank God you know what he'll do. Brother, he'll go up to his high tower a lot of times. Thank God and cry out unto God on your behalf because he knows that he's got to help you and he's trying everything inside of him to help you. And the only way he can do it, thank God, is to cry out unto God and ask him for some help this morning. Thank God, I'll tell you something. Brother, I've been worried that. And I'll tell you this right here. If he ain't crying out to God, shame on him this morning. Brother, come, I tell you, y'all elected him, you asked him to help you. And brother, I'll tell you, don't stop there. Brother, thank God everybody in here has got a responsibility to cry out unto God and to ask him for the help that can only come from him this morning. Brother, I'll tell you, thank God you know what our problem is. I said our problem. I'm just going to preach to you. Thank God you know what our problem is. We're worried about everybody else. Here and what we're going to cry out about. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. We need to lose that pride of life. Thank God, get to the place where we'd rather hear from God and stop worrying about what other people think this morning. Brother, I'll tell you something. You say, preacher, why did you come through the door this morning? I thank God because the Lord asked me to. And that's all I'm going to tell you. Brother, I'll tell you. Me and old Chris Stanley and Shannon and Paula have been friends for a long time. I thank God. You know what now? Brock, Mallory, Abram, and Bailey. I thank God they've hooked up, Randy. And they're good friends now. You listen to me. Just a minute. I got a point behind all this. And you know what, old Abram and Bailey's been around my house a lot here in the last year or two. I've been to my house 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning watching ball games and just enjoying things. Randy told me the other day, I heard him make the comment that he wasn't coming over to the house that night because he didn't want to wear out his welcome. I told him when he got over there, Randy, I had something laid up for him that night. But I'll tell you something. Brother, I'll tell you, I thank God they've got 2 little girls. And I will tell you something tonight. Brother, I love them like they were my own, yeah. But they got that new one, a little Anderson. I would call her Annie. I want you to know this right here, Bruce. I'll tell you this because I've been around. A good little baby. I thank God you won't hear that thing crying much for nothing. But I'll tell you this right here. I reckon this is how we need to be, thank God. And this is where we need to get back to. Brother, with that little baby, thank God me something. Brother, you know what it does? It cries out this morning. Thank God it don't care who's around. It don't matter where we're at. Thank God it wants something. It cries out for its mama, thank God. And it'll keep crying. And it'll keep crying until somebody shows it some attention. Thank God until somebody fixes what's wrong with it. And brother, I'm going to tell you something. Folks, get to the place this morning where it don't matter who's here. It don't matter what's going on. It don't matter what somebody said. Thank God if you need to hear from God, cry out this morning and don't stop crying out till you hear from heaven, thank God. And brother, I'll tell you something. That's where we need to get to. And I preach it to myself as much as I am anybody. Too many times the Lord asks me to pray. I say I can't do it because this one's here, that one's here. Forget about who's here and get things right between you and God this morning. I thank God. Cry unto you. You know what?
about the children of Israel. You know how they were down there, and another Pharaoh took over. Y'all know the scripture better than I do. And you know what happened to them? The Bible said that they got down there and they got in bondage under this new Pharaoh. That new guy, Joseph. Thank God this morning. Y'all know it. But I'll tell you something. I started making them. I make all them bricks and things, getting their own straw. I do everything to them. I put them under a bondage that they'd never been under before. I want to tell you something here this morning. If you're hearing the Lord deal with you, you in a bondage you ain't never felt before. I thank God you're in a strange land where you ain't never been before. But I'll tell you something. You go reading the book. I thank God, see what happened. You know what the children of Israel did. I thank God the Bible says they got in such bondage that they cried out unto God. I thank God this morning because they knew where they could get some help at. And you know what was good about it? The Bible goes on to say that thank God that God heard their cries this morning. Thank God and he showed a respect unto them. Folks, I'm telling you, if you cry out, thank God, God will hear you this morning. Brother, he'll hear you. Maybe the Lord let me show you about old Habakkuk over there and what he woke me up in the middle of the night with. I thank God this morning. Brother, I'll tell you something. It said that them folks, after God got through with them, you know what he was going to do? What they'd be doing? It said they'd be crying from inside the walls. Ain't that what it said, Randy? I thank God. You know what it says? The beams out of the timber shall answer it. Folks, I want to tell you something. I don't know if any of you have ever been around construction much. I thank God ever been around a wall. But I'll tell you something. He didn't just say he was crying from the inside for nothing, thank God. And brother, I'll tell you something this morning. He just didn't talk about a beam for nothing. Folks, I thank God. I wish he'd just let me pour it out to you and show what he's told me. Thank God. I'll tell you, a lot of you don't even know what a timber is. A timber ain't nothing but a tree that's been cut down. Thank God, cut up the timber side. Folks, but I want you to know something. You know in every timber, whether you want to believe it or not, there's a beam inside that thing, Randy. I thank God this morning. And you know what you got to do to get down to the timber. I thank God this morning. You got to start hewing. You got to start cutting, thank God, to get down to the heart of the matter. Folks, why in the world do you think hard pie is so valuable? Because it was so old and it took so much time to grow and so much time to get down to. Folks, what I'm trying to tell you is if you get down to the beam of things down on the inside of you and cry out from the beam, cry out from the inside, thank God, and get down to business with God, God will hear you tonight. Thank God. I've been full in for a preach to you. Thank God tonight. Brother, I'll tell you something. I've been to the sawmill before. I'm going to tell you this. I've got a lumber in my house, thank God, that I wouldn't take nothing in this world for, Randy. You say, why is that, preacher? Because me and my daddy, thank God, cut that timber down off our land. About 100 foot down below my house, thank God. And you know what? Brother, we took that stuff and loaded it on a trailer and took it to the sawmill. Folks, I want to tell you something. Right now, you ain't nothing but a big old timber. I thank God tonight. And you know what? The Lord has just cut you slap down. And you listen to me. Because I'd like to preach to you about that timber for just a minute. I thank God the Lord's cut you down to size. Folks, a lot of times, a dimensional lumber comes in 8, 10, 12, to 16s. And brother, if you special order it, you can get some, thank God, to 28 to 26 foot. But I'll tell you something. Most lumber's cut up to 16 foot long, and it's a piece of timber. And you listen to me, and I'm still preaching to you this morning about crying out. You know what we did? I know the man not too far from the house and on the sawmill. And you listen, brother, when you get to that sawmill with them logs, they just like you are right now. They round and out of shape. Woo! Thank God this morning. I told y'all the Lord showed me something. I'm going to try to get it out to you. I thank God this morning. You're round and out of shape. Brother, but I'll tell you, the Lord's got a saw that can work wonders. And you know that saw ain't worth the hill of beans without an operator. Oh, thank God this morning. Brother, I'll tell you something. Lord, you let the Lord get his saw out after you and start trimming on you. And thank God it'll be the best thing that's ever happened to you this morning. Brother, I'll tell you, you know what to do. They take it on log. They flip it up on that conveyor belt. And it depends on what kind of saw they got. There's a lot of people still got it on a big tooth saw. And they, some of them got them newfangled radial arm saw. And brother, I'll tell you something. They lay that old log down on that thing. And they take, run that old saw. And I'll tell you something, folks. It's just like us a long time. They don't start out taking 6 inches at a time, Randy. Thank God. The Lord knows how to work on us. What does he say? And what's Paul? He said, the Lord, the potter, and I'm the clay. Thank God. And he is still working on me. Folks, but I'll tell you something. I'm trying to get it out to you. Thank God. I'm about too excited to preach to you. I'm about just ready to shout around here for a while. Thank God this morning. But you know what they'll do? They get right below that mark line and they start a cutting. And folks, pretty soon they got just a flat joint right down the side of that thing. Then you know what they do? They'll roll that log. Thank God this morning. I'm going to tell you something, folks. There's a beam in the midst of every one of us. Thank God. But you're going to have to be willing to let the Lord saw on you, let the Lord work on you and fine tune you. Because you ain't nothing without the Lord working on you tonight. You say, preacher, how do you get all that out crying out? Will you listen just a minute? Folks, they'll take that thing. And it depends most of the time how big the log is on what lumber you get out of that thing. Thank God this morning. You say, well, preacher, he must have got some big old logs out of you. You're a pretty big boy. I'm going to tell you something. I'm just a little bean down on the inside. Just like the rest of you, Randy. Thank God tonight. But you know what the difference is? I'm willing to let the Lord saw on me. Because thank God I know I'm still rough around the edges. Like we all are. I need help every day of my life. So I have to cry out to him. And folks, whether you want to own up to it or not, you still need to cry out to the Lord and let the Lord healing you up, thank God. I don't, none of us like to admit it, but just say, oh me, thank God I need a little healing done to me this morning. Thank God. We got a little inside joke at work. Somebody cuts the board rough. Bruce, we asked him, how'd your mama work at Dollywood? Because they do a lot of hooing up there in Dollywood. Thank God this morning. But I'll tell you something, Randy, you know what? Lord don't hoo on me. Thank God the Lord knows what he's doing. And brother, I'll tell you something. They flip that log again. Then they run that saw down through there and they take off a little bit. You know what they do, Jeff? They flip her again. Thank God this morning. And they run that saw down through there. Brother, you know what they do then, Bruce? They flip her one more time. Thank God. So they got all sides hooned down a little bit. Trimmed up. And brother, then you know what he'll do? He'll look at that log, Randy, and see if they did any bad spots to it. Folks, you better be glad that the Lord is still trimming amen today. I thank God. You know why? Brother, I've been born again. I thank God this year, if the Lord lets me live to August, I believe it'll be 42 years that I've been saved. But I'll tell you this right here. I ain't going to lose my salvation. But you know what? He had to put me back on that saw sometime. I thank God and do a little trimming. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, you can believe what you want to. I know how the Lord works with me. I thank God tonight. And you know what? After them boys get through, have you ever seen the heart of a log laying on a sawmill? You say, preacher, I can see a lot of prettier things than that. Brother, ain't much prettier than my eyes. I thank God this morning because I can see, thank God, with these eyes, what that's fixing to be. I thank God they can trim it into trill. They can turn it into shiplap. They can turn it into tongue and groove. They can turn it into panlet. They can turn it into two by fours, two by sixes. Folks, that's what's good about a bean. Every one of us different. Thank God the Lord's got a different use for every one of us. But thank God we're all part of the being tonight. Thank God we're all part of it. And brother, you better be glad for it. You know what's good about it? A lot of people don't like it. I like him on naughty boards. Thank God we call them character. We don't call them nods. We call them character. And folks, I'll tell you this right here. You better be glad them things have got some knots in them. You say, why is that, preacher? Because that's some growth inside of it. Thank God you get to a place where you see some limbs sticking off of it. And folks, ain't you glad that Christ is the being, and that every now and then we're just one of them little knots. Thank God that grows off the side of it. And brother, that the Lord uses each and every one of us in a different way. But thank God he uses us this morning. Cry out. I'm still preaching to you about crying out. You say, well, preacher, they were talking about the kind of walls that were built in them buildings over there in Babylon. About crying out for them walls on the inside. I know, folks. I've read enough to know they used that bondage labor over there to build them walls. They'd put so far them up stone, and then they'd throw a beam in. I know, I've read about it. They'd build some more stone. And people say it was them walls crying out because it was the people that were used to build them. I believe what you want to, and that's history, and that's fine and dandy. But that ain't what the Lord showed me last week. Thank God I'm glad he's the beam. And thank God I'm just one of them little knots that shoots off the side. Thank God I'm part of the family, and that gives me the right to cry out to him tonight. You better cry out to him. Thank God that's what he's there for. He wants to hear from you. And I don't care. It don't matter if things are going good or bad. If things are going the best in the world, cry out to him and just let you hear from him every now and then. I get on Emily. Boy, she's a whole lot better than she used to. You talking about raising a little Miss Independent. I know I've got one that won't get 3 minutes away from her mom. I thank God, and I got one that wanted to be 3 hours away. I know all about her. But I'll tell you something. Randy, that one 3 hours away, she's grown up a little bit. You know what? She wants daddy a little more now. Thank God than she used to. I told Paul, I said, just hold on during them times. Thank God they got to grow a little bit. I said, but they going to come back home one day. Thank God this morning it wasn't like she was out running around doing things in this world. She just wanted to grow up. But I'll tell you something. Thank God every now and then she'll just call daddy. Woo! And I wouldn't take nothing for neither one of them. I just called her daddy for a little while. Sometimes they call and just want to talk. But you know what? Sometimes they call Randy and want to cry out, I'm the daddy, and talk to you. Thank God, I'll tell you something. That's what our Father wants to hear from us. Thank God, whether it's good or whether times are hard, he wants to hear from us and let us know that everything, he is still there with us, thank God. Amen. Brother, I know down in college. A lot of you can tell about it. She finally got into the nursing program. Busy as busy can be. Mallory teaching school, busy as busy can be. I have to remind Emily every now and then. Girl, you ain't got to call Daddy. You ain't even got to text me. Some big long thing. I said, you just send Daddy a thumbs up every now and then.
Yeah.
You just send me something. So I don't have to worry about you at night. Worry about where you're at. You ain't got to call and give Daddy a report every day of your life. They're grown women, I know that now. But just send me a thumbs up or something. Let me know, thank God. When's the last time you sent the Lord a thumbs up? I'm asking you this morning. Yeah, I know about texting. I got two teenage girls, used to be. I know all about it. When's the last time you just said, Lord? Old Bradley Parker used to sing a song. Thank God he'd get on that thing. He said, Lord, that's me again. He said, I didn't come to ask you for anything. I didn't come to ask you for nothing. He said, Lord, I just come to talk to you for a while. Folks, when's the last time you done that? I'll tell you something. It's been so cold lately. I don't know about y'all, but after working out in this stuff all week, thank God I don't want to do much of it on Saturday. Unless somebody's house is burning down or something busted, I hang around the house. Me and Paula done got to the routine where we get up on Saturday mornings and we cook all day or we do something, Jeff. I just spend time together. You say, well, preacher, I can't stand to be in my same room with my wife that long. Well, thank God, cry out to the Lord. Maybe he'll help you. Thank God this morning. Yes, sir, we have disputes like everybody else. But I'll tell you something. The days of running and jumping in the car and taking off and leaving and squealing out of the driveway, them days are over. Thank God. I got somebody I can cry out to now. No matter how bad she gets on my nerves, or no matter how bad I get on her nerves, thank God the Lord has put us together. And thank God, if you need some help, even with your spouse, cry out to the Lord, and the Lord can help you this morning. But thank God he can help you. Folks, I feel too good to stop. I'm gonna keep going. There's some people in here maybe wanting me to stop. I feel too good in the Lord. Brother, I'll tell you something. There was a time in this world where this world needed some help. You say, preacher, it's that way now. It was that way one time. It was that way in Jonah's day. It was that way in Habakkuk's day. And it's that way in our day. We ain't no different. They just different things now to get people, Randy. I can tell you, I can remember when we was in high school, and I can tell you this like it was yesterday. I can remember when cocaine come on the scene, Randy. Back in the mid-80s, it made a hit. I'm going to tell you something, it took out a lot of my friends, and they're still affected to it from this day. But you know what? I wasn't no better than the rest of them. But you know what I didn't know how to do? Even as a young man, they're in high school. My mom and daddy took me to church enough to know, thank God, that I didn't need to be in all that mess. Thank God I was scared to death to get involved in it. And I'm going to be honest with you, that time, it wasn't even the Lord that done it. You say, preacher, I wouldn't say that. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. I was scared to death about my daddy. Thank God, what he'd do to me. Brother, if he found out I was in some of that mess. And you know what? I had enough. It's what a lot of young folks miss this day and time. I had enough respect for my mom and daddy to stay out of that mess, Randy, because I didn't want it to hit them because of what of something that I'd been doing. Thank God. Amen. Say, preacher, the Lord was around that long ago. I ain't that old. Lord willing, be 53 years old this year if I live to July. Getting older every day. But if it wasn't for my knee, boys, I can still run a marathon. I'm going to tell you, the Lord bless you to get up and go work every day of your life. may be tired when you get home, but can still get out there and work them young as death. I thank God, still feel good. But I'll tell you this right here, it's all because of the Lord. But I'll tell you this, there was a time when the world needed some help. And you can believe it or not, the world was crying out. I thank God for some help. The law had brought them as far as it could go, Randy. I thank God it brought them to a point and they couldn't go no further. You know what the scripture says? You listen to me this morning. The scripture said there was one, I thank God, that was crying from the wilderness. Woo! Thank God the Lord knew we needed some help and he sent somebody to cry out to God on the world's behalf tonight. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Oh, John the Baptist come a-preaching, didn't he? I thank God he come a-crying out. I thank God he said, you better repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand tonight. Folks, I'm trying to tell you, if you got problems in your life, cry out to God, and God can help you with it tonight. He can help you with it. Folks, do you believe that Jesus Christ himself cried out to God? So, well, preacher, I won't believe that. The Bible says that he had a friend named Lazarus. And old Lazarus died. And it says that he had two sisters, Mary and Martha. And Mary was genuinely concerned about him. And Martha was upset. Bible said when Jesus finally come into town, old Martha cornered him. Said, where you been? I'm just going to tell you what she said. She said, where you been, Master? She said, if you'd have been here, she said, my brother wouldn't have died. Folks, I'm just telling you in layman's terms the way she told him. I can just see her sitting there fussing Jesus out. Because she was hurt. She was tore up down on the inside because her brother would die. And she knew that if Christ had been there, that he could have fixed the thing. So she was upset with him. Have you ever been upset with the Lord? Yes, sir. You better say amen. Thank God everybody in here, whether you're right or wrong, has been upset with the Lord. And she was upset. She said, Master, if you'd have been here, she said he wouldn't have died. And he said, yes. Hey, Martha, he said, but do you believe that he shall live again? Woo, thank God. And Martha said, yay, Lord, in the last days and the resurrection. Folks, you know what scripture I had opened up on my daddy's casket, Randy? Thank God, his favorite scripture in the world. He looked at Martha and said, Martha, I am the resurrection of the truth and the life. Thank God he knew that Lazarus was going to live again. Thank God. You know what he told her? You listen to me. He said, take me to him. Huh? Ain't that what he said, Bruce? He said, take me to the place where he's at. Bible said they got over here in Lazarus. He said, he ain't asleep. He said, Lazarus is dead. Lazarus is dead. And I like what Christ done. He said, Father, hear my plea, in other words. He said, hear me. And I'm going to tell you, folks, this is where you're going to have to get to. He said, well, we all going to get some help. You're going to have to get down to that beam. And that's why I tried to preach to you about a beam. You're going to have to get down to that beam. You're going to have to get all this outer stuff out of the way. Folks, I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, you want something from the Lord, you get the junk out of the way. You get down to crying from inside the walls. And you get down and let the beam answer. Thank God, Randy, then you'll get some help. Christ stood up beside Lazarus' grave.
He said, Father, hear me. He said, but hear me not from me. He said, but hear me, Randy, so they might believe. It wasn't about Christ. It never was about him. If it was about him, he wouldn't have died on the cross. But he said, do it for them. He said, well, preacher, he never cried out unto God. Will you listen to me? The Bible said he cried with a loud voice. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Thank God the Bible said that Lazarus came out of the grave. Thank God. Still tied in his grave clothes. But didn't you know what he did? He cried out again. Thank God, loose him and let him go tonight. Thank God if you'll get down to the wall and cry out and get to the beam, thank God he'll hear you and he'll loose you and let you go tonight.
Amen.
But you're going to have to cry out to him. This day, it's off me. It's off me. You know what? He's here for you to do something with it now. I'm just telling you the truth about it. It's in your hands. It's in your court. Say, well, preacher, I ain't got no beam down inside me. We all do. And I'm going to tell you, Christ will set up his abode in your heart. He'll become your beam. The Bible says that I thought about while ago when Randy was preaching. It's not the circumcision of the flesh that matters anymore. It used to. Back under that law, it used to be. If you wasn't a Jew, you weren't circumcised, you didn't have nothing. But you know what it says now? It says not the Jew outwardly, but it's the one inwardly that matters. Folks, we're all just a bunch of rotten apples on the outside. You might as well admit it, Randy. Might as well admit it. Ain't nothing good about us. Do you know what some people do? My brother loves them old slabs. He loves them. He'll nail them up on anything. Chink them. He loves them. I told him, I said, they're a little too rustic for me. I like rustic. I said, but they get a little far out there for me.
Amen.
What I'm telling you is the Lord can use anything.
Amen.
And the Lord can use anybody. But you're going to have to realize that the Lord loves you. I don't care how, it don't matter how far down you are. It don't matter how far in left field or right field. It don't matter how far you are. The Lord still loves you. Let me tell you what them baseball bats they have start out as. A timber. You know what a toothpick starts out as? A timber. You know what a roll of Rachel, toilet paper starts out as? A timber. You know how most of your, some of your plants are still fired and run? By timber. By the chips that's processed off of them timbers. In a container over in Rome, there are hundreds and hundreds of truckloads of chips shipped over there every day. Every day, Randy, to fuel that place. I'm trying to tell you, I don't care how ugly you think you are, how beautiful you think you are, how sideways or how right ways. You humble yourself down, cry out from inside the walls, and the Lord will hear you.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you one more time, it's going to take you. Folks, I've been to the place where I got in such shape, I didn't care who in the world was there, Randy.
Yep.
I meant business.
Yep.
If the Lord gave me an opportunity, tell me I was going to get things right.
Yep.
Lord got a hold to me for years about preaching. And I shook it off, Randy.
Yeah.
But it came to a place where he started messing with my home.
Yeah.
He started messing with my family. I've been there. You said, preacher, Lord won't do that. Don't try him. Don't try him. I've lost things because I wouldn't cry out. I'm telling you the truth tonight, folks. I've lost things because I let pride get in my way. There come a Thursday night at revival where I made my way up to an altar. Let me tell you what I found out. I went that Thursday night for me, Jeff.
Yeah.
I didn't get that high off the ground. You're talking about a miserable night, Bruce. I got back to church that next night. And I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, if we're going to do this, let's do it.
Yeah.
That's what I asked the Lord. You can ask my wife. I said, Lord, if we're going to do this, I don't want to sit around on the bench. I want to be used. And you said, well, you're making conditions. No, it wasn't. I was praying. I went that Friday night, and you know what? I didn't go for me. I went for that beam down on the inside. And I don't know if you can understand that or not. Son, I needed some help. I needed some relief. And the President of the United States could be sitting in that place, and I didn't care. Because I went to get some help. You know what I found out? I thought I was the only one in the world that knew about it. Thought I was the only one. At that time, and I'm just going to tell you something. I didn't care much for old Earl and Dillard Abernathy. I used to tell her, I'd sit back there and I'd think, boy, I wish they'd shut up singing. I'm telling y'all, folks, I know where you're at. That's why I can preach to you. Huh? If they step back there, boy, I said, boy, if they would shut up, I can go home and watch the race. If they shut up singing, I'd go get me something to eat.
Yeah.
Folks, you ain't saying nothing that I don't know where he is. Every one of us has been there. You might as well admit it.
Yeah.
You know what I found out tonight? I got down there and got to praying. You know, when I woke up, you know who was sitting beside me praying as hard as I was? Earl Abernathy. Huh? Folks, I know where you're at.
Yeah.
I can sit here and say what you're saying. I can sit here and say I hate everybody in the church because I'm not where I need to be. Huh? I can say that. And I'm ashamed of it. But the Lord let us go through things when he ran it so we can preach to you.
Yeah.
I got up and Earl hugged me. He grabbed hold of me, Jeff, and he hugged me. I said, Earl, I don't know what's wrong with me. And I'll never forget this day, what he told me. His exact words. He said, yeah, you do, boy. You might as well get on up and tell church about it. Thank God you think you got something hid. You ain't got nothing hid. Thank God I told you there's two people you can't hide it from. And a lot of times you can't hide it from the church. Because the church knows exactly where you're at. Folks, thank God this morning. I'm going to hush here in just a minute when I can. But I'm going to tell you something. You know what? Randy, you there. Thank God. And I'll tell you something. After I got my heart right with God, we got home that night, and I'll never forget it. We walked into the bedroom, walked into the bathroom, and me and Paula just crying like little babies. And we said, what in the world are we going to do now? And you know what? Paula looked at me just as serious as she could be. She said, you better be glad you told them. She said, because it got so bad around here, I'd about fix telling myself. Thank God tonight. The Lord can mess with you, folks. Don't get yourself in a position where the Lord has to use things against you because it will cost you this morning. I'm trying to tell you, if you're here this morning and you need to cry out unto God, put everything beside yourself, get everything out of the way, thank God, cry out to the only help that you got tonight.
Amen.
Only help you got is the Lord. I've cried out to this one right here before. You know what you get sometimes? Better keep digging, boy. Better keep digging. And sometimes, a lot of y'all don't know it. But sometimes we've had some
Jesus.
Yeah.
Deer crying out. Sometimes the Lord will shoot you straight. And you better be ready for it. Folks, I'm just telling you the truth. I'm going to hush in a minute. I'm just trying to tell you the truth. Cry out.
Yeah.
You know what it said when he come in on Palm Sunday? That they threw the palms in front of him.
Yeah.
And who was it? The Pharisees and all that. He started on him then, didn't he? And I like what he told him. He said, even the rocks will cry out unto God.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Even nature itself will teach you there's God.
Yeah.
I don't know where you stand this morning, but I know a God that loves you.
Mm-hmm.
I know a God that cares for you. And I know a God that's standing here with open arms.
Yeah.
Why won't you come to Him? Why won't you come to Him? I'll tell you this, and I'll let them get a verse of a song. I helped in a revival one time in Kingston, Georgia. And every night I got up and started preaching. You know how you are when you first start. You get to a place where nothing don't bother you. But every night I started preaching. There was two kids inside there that just cried up a storm. I mean, got loud. Cried up a storm. A couple of nights went on, and I was standing at the back door, and the mama come up to me. She didn't know me from nobody. She said, sir, she said, I want to apologize for my kids crying in church. And I looked at her, I said, ma'am, one of the sweetest voices you'll ever hear.
Mm-hmm.
She said, what's that? I said, there's a kid crying in church.
Mm-hmm.
She said, how do you figure that? I said, because that lets you know that your church has got somewhere to go. Thank God tonight. I said, don't you worry one bit about your kids crying. Thank God the Lord can take care of it.
Amen.
I said, but I'm going to tell you something here this morning. That kid ain't worried about nothing but getting help from his mama.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you this right here. You better get to the place where you ain't worried about nothing but getting help from your mama this morning. Thank God. I'll tell you, when I need some help, my mama's still alive, Randy. And I know where she's at. Me and Paula made a beef stew yesterday. You'll say, this is funny. I got my carrots out. I'm going to put them in, and they was messed up. You know what I did, Jeff? I said, mama, you got any carrots? Thank God. Went right down to mama's and got me some. Thank God. I want to tell you this morning that mama and God is still here for you. And all you got to do is pick up the phone and call and ask for some help this morning.
Amen.
And you know what? I guarantee you the Lord's got it.
Amen.
Lord got it, Bruce. Say, preacher, Lord's got what? Whatever you need.
Amen.
The Lord heard them people's cry over in Egypt. And he told Moses, Moses, you go. Moses said, Lord, who am I going to tell them? Sent me. He said, you tell him I am. That sent me. Sent you. Folks, that confused me. And I prayed on it. And I worried about it, Randy. What in the world is I am? I was going down the road one morning just crying. The Lord come to me just as plain as me and you sitting here. He said, whatever you need, just out of the blue. He said, whatever you need. I said, what are you talking about, Lord? He said, whatever you need. I said, what in the world are you talking about? He said, that's what I am. Woo! Thank God! Whatever you need, that's what I am is. How about shouting? Could have run off the road. Wouldn't worry about it. But the Lord said, whatever you need. That's what I am. That's what He's telling you this morning. Whatever you need, I don't care what it is.
Amen.
It does not matter, I promise you. Say, well, preacher, I need $1 million. Bruce done told you about that.
Yeah.
But if you cry, I guarantee you go up in the flesh, that's what you'll cry out for.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll get down to that beam.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll get down to crying out from in the walls.
Yeah.
And brother, you'll ask for what you need this morning.
Yeah.
As we stand, we get a verse of the song. Randy comes out. I don't know your heart, but I do know this. And I can stand here and make you a promise that if you'll get on this rock, it'll never move. If you'll get on this rock, He'll feed you. And on this rock, He'll guide you. You know what I've been praying for, Randy? And I mean this. I ain't been praying for no bunch of money in my bank account. I ain't got nothing to worry about. But I've been praying from inside the walls that the Lord just pointed me and Paul in the right direction. I've been praying that from the sincere part of my heart. Lord bless us with work every day. Lord bless us with our family. Having a good life. Lord bless all that. But I sincerely, Susan, been praying that the Lord point me in the right direction. That's all He can do anyway. Then you know what? It's up to me. It's up to me to cry out from the walls and listen to Him. He can point you. You ever walked in Home Depot and asked somebody where it's at? They famous for pointing.
Yeah.
They're famous. Oh, down here on aisle, I think 12 at the back on the right hand side, the very bottom. I think that's where it's at. You ain't got to worry about the Lord telling you that. It's all in the beam. Oh, preacher, I don't believe that. You take that up with the Lord. You go study it out for a little while. Folks, you got to get past this old outer bark and let the Lord trim you up. And then you know what you'll find yourself doing? You won't find yourself asking the Lord for $1 million anymore. You'll find yourself crying out to the Lord for your kids. You'll find yourself crying out to the Lord might for your grandkids.
Yeah.
And for your family. It's Kathy. That's the difference in your life the Lord can make. You know, when you get down to the beam, you forget about yourself. I'm serious. When you really get to the place you need to be. Yes, sir. We have to, preachers have to pray for ourselves. We have to repent and ask the Lord to forgive us. But you don't tell me that man right there don't spend some time praying for y'all? Huh?
Yeah.
Because he cries out unto God. Because he'd love to see you get some help this morning. You know why he wants you to get some help? Because you can then turn around when you get things right. You can be one of them knots that starts to grow offside the beam.
Yeah.
You know what you can do? You can be helped to somebody else.
Yeah.
Them knots ain't just there for a reason. Them knots are there for the birds to nest in. For the leaves that give this thing, Randy. It holds the water back so that it don't wash the roots away. Folks, I know a little bit about all of it and a whole lot of it. I thank God this morning. Branches have their reasons. And the Lord wants to use all of them. I'm going to hush, I promise you. But it takes you crying out this morning. Why won't you just forget everything, put everything to the side? I guarantee you, you can leave here better than you come in this morning. Why won't you cry out? Y'all go ahead and sing.
That's when I found you so
close. Amen. Old Moses told him, he said, all day long, he said, I've stood to you with outstretched arms, stood disobedient against slave people. Thank God all day he's tried to help you. Folks, but I'll tell you something. Ain't you glad of God's mercy? Thank God this morning, why don't you just come and find out that God, even in 2022, is still merciful. Come on. I guarantee you'll find out the people you don't like will be the first ones in the altar with you. I don't know how else more plain to put it, Randy. I thank God they'll be there with you. Y'all go ahead. Listen to
them. I've searched high and low.
Listen now.
Not knowing.
Just pray.
And Satan tries confusing me more.
Listen to it.
But then a voice so tenderly whispers, child, bring it to me.
Bring it to me.
I have the
was a time, I'll tell you this, you know, Randy Heather. There was a time we always say that, and I know, said we've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Mm-hmm. There was a time, Randy, when Christ was upon the cross. Mm-hmm. And Christ had just took all the sins of the world. Mm-hmm. Upon himself. There's no other way to say it. Every sin ever been committed, he took them and nailed them to the cross. You know what the Bible says? He cried out, my Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Folks, if you're sitting here today and you're lost, I'm just going to tell you the truth about some things and I'll hush. If you're sitting here lost today and you have sin in your life, you know what God did to his own son? He turned his back on him, Randy. He turned his back on him because he cannot look upon sin. And I'll tell you this. If you're here this morning, you're lost and undone without him, you're forsaken. Say, preacher, I don't want to hear that. You're outside. But I'll tell you this, you've got a way back in. But you know what you're going to do? It's because he forsake his own son on the cross. And Christ took those sins upon him. It's the way that you've got back in this morning. But you know what you're going to have to do? Somewhere, somehow, someplace, you're going to have to cry out to God.
Amen.
And you're crying out, maybe sitting right here on the altar, never say a word. But you're going to have to cry out from in the walls. You're going to have to get down to the beam of the matter and cry out.